Tarakan Nithi County Commissioner, CC, David Gatonga has ordered security officers to guard coffee factories following reports of coffee theft in the area. Gatonga further directed all local factory officials to ensure coffee is not stored in their factories for more than 2 days after it has been dried up, giving a commitment that the county security team was ready to provide security for coffee at the factories and also in its transportation to coffee millers. "We have witnessed a surge in coffee theft. We are in consultations with the county security team and I have given a directive that coffee stored at the factories be given the necessary security. I have also directed coffee factory officials to ensure coffee is not stored in the factories for more than 2 days after it has been dried up to curb this menace," he said. Earlier this month, 121 bags of coffee worth ₱3 million were stolen from Irigu factory in Chuka, a day before the produce was scheduled to be transported to a miller. On the 10th of June, 100 bags of coffee belonging to Rye Coffee Factory under Mitin Society in Agoji East in neighboring Meru County were also stolen in similar circumstances. New Kenya Planters Cooperative Union, KPCU, Managing Director Timothy Marugi in a media briefing in Tarakan Nithi County, asked factories to collaborate with the national government administrative and security offices by requesting for security to coffee factories after harvest. Alternatively, the MD asked the factory officials to take advantage of storage at the new KPCU milling facilities where there was enough security. "It is quite sad that coffee theft is still being witnessed, especially in the counties of Tarakan Nithi and Meru where some recent cases have been reported. Our advice to factories is to seek security services from the nearest police stations after harvest. We also have enough security at the nearby new KPCU depots, where factories can bring in their coffee for storage," he said.